brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I don't, I didn't buy anything down at Pebble Beach.
What a conversation of,
there's too much Pebble Beach
of richness
swag
and money and privilege between you and Shasky.
No, no, no.
No, that was a beautiful combo.
Shasky was Pebble just Beach. Telling me about Pebble Beach and wanted to know if I bought anything down there. And
well, there's only one Pebble.
Right.
It's Fruity Pebble. Yeah.
And,
look at risotto early. I'm hot.
Yeah, Pebble Beach doesn't fit my criteria.
Yeah, love me cocoa. What about Cocoa Pebbles? Love me. Hey, got
what
my
are you talking about?
Cereal.
Talking about golf.
I know, but I turned it into cereal.
Nobody knows what's going on right
Imperial,
now.
Butter, margarine. Dude, you don't screw. We're not screwing.
This is unreal early. This is absolutely
I'm
unreal.
I'm in a good mood because
train's already off the track.
Stop it, man. The Giants
are
not
in a good mood.
Well, sport-wise, I'm not. I'm
so,
being silly.
Goo comes in today and
seriously,
he says, Steiny, I don't know. I'm just done. I'm just with everything. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, I just don't trust anyone. I don't believe in anything anymore. I'll save it for the show. I got to go talk to Nahegan, but I'm just not. I'm done. And I was like, all right, well, let's just, what's the matter?
Let me tell you what's the matter. And good morning. You're looking great. Steiny, I feel like I've been sold a bill of goods and nobody knocked at the door, but I purchased it at the baseball supermarket. And it was this Giant team was going to at minimum, take this season to September 31st or the 30th. And if they didn't make it, they were going to go down swinging. I'm listening to a great morning roast, Evan in, filling in for Spadoni, and Shasky and the gang have a poll up I'm looking at right now. Steiny, it reads, do you think the Giants can make the playoffs in 2026? There's 2 months left in this season. What happened? So I'm just questioning everything. You get swept by the Pirates in a day game yesterday. Walker doesn't know to throw it home. Why do I trust or who? And what did Willard and Dibbs say, Steiny? We don't know where to get the answers. That's what's scaring me.
Okay.
What are the questions? All of them.
Well, here's what I would.
This
I would
is
say.
Bad.
As a pillar of even Steven. Being on an even keel. You know, here's the way I look at it, Goo.
Give it to me.
You know, the Giants, they started their season and they traded for Devers. And you know, you had thoughts. You thought maybe they could win the division. And I had thoughts. I thought, well, they should be a playoff team now. And, you know, Bob Melvin probably thought his team was better than this, and even Buster Posey had thoughts about the team he was putting together. But you know what phrase just keeps hitting me?
Go ahead, man. I'm trying to guess it.
I made it up. Baseball has spoken.
What did it say? What did it say?
Baseball has spoken, and the Giants are the Giants.
But that's not good enough.
Well, that's baseball. The baseball has spoken. The Giants are a 500 team. It doesn't matter what I think or you think. It doesn't even matter what Bob Melvin thinks. And you know what else? I love Buster Posey too. But it doesn't matter what he thought was going to happen. Baseball has spoken. And that's what I love about baseball. It's a long season. Yeah, oh, you know what? Patrick Bailey inside the park. Huh, that's great. That's
man,
one game.
Oh, it's been all bad
since. That's one game.
It has been all bad since, man.
The bottom line is that baseball has determined who the Giants are and the direction that they need to go right now. And the direction they're apparently going is better luck next year.
They're one game over.
They're one game under.
You laughed at me when I took some time off and told you, if I get back and, Steiny, we're staring it in the face.
Yep.
You just get swept by. But I'll say this to your baseball thing. I don't like the premise of
but
baseball's not going to fix the Giants. It's Buster Posey. It's the players. And then I hear after the game, Rodgers gets traded. I do kind of like the trade, Steiny, now that we know what they got. A couple dudes on the farm, a guy that can go in the bullpen now. But the bottom line is, how did we get here?
I think the big answer is that baseball has spoken. And the only thing we're left with, the only thing we're sure about, the only tangible thing we can grasp is, we're a game under 500.
Man.
And you know what? And Devers, and Adames, and Bailey, and what's going on? And Wilson doesn't throw home. And
Walker
doesn't throw home. And Ramos doesn't know how to run the bases. And this team's under a chit. This is who they are.
But there's a why to that. There's a why.
But it doesn't matter.
So why are you so confident?
I'm not confident.
About next year.
I'm not.
Oh.
Who said I was?
No, I appreciate that. That's where I'm at now. This is affected next year for your boy.
Because baseball will speak again next year.
Man.
Baseball has spoken.
The Giants are
this
supposed
is
to be
who
doing what
are.
The Padres
They're
are.
Not, no, no, no.
Getting
no.
Stop Christmas that gifts and hoping that you can it'll take you somewhere. All the other teams are having Christmas, and the Giants are on restriction. No, and they earned it.
I would say stop thinking of it like that. Stop thinking coulda, woulda, shoulda, and start dealing in reality. And the reality is they're one game under 500.
Oh, man.
It's the trading deadline. Baseball has spoken.
Stop. Where's Evan
and Buster
at?
Posey must respond to baseball. And they're not good enough. And it's disappointing. I'm not saying you guys shouldn't be disappointed.
They've lost six in a row. They had a sweep stand. They got swept at home twice.
Because they didn't play well enough to win any of the past six
and that
games.
And that's not even, okay, all jokes aside, that's not even a joke. That's a problem.
No, not really.
I need to find out if we got the right. I'm just starting here. I'm questioning everything.
Okay.
And then I thought about this. I kind of felt good last night. I know how hard it is out here. I'm not trying to get somebody fired. I don't even have the power to do that. But I will tell you, Posey inherited Melvin.
Okay.
I do wonder and think about it, and it's terrible at this juncture now. What type of manager does Melvin want? And let me tell you whose contract is coming up in the Lone Star State.
Who?
Bruce Bochy.
Okay.
What if his tenure ended in Texas and he was available and Buster brought him back? That's the type of stuff that'll get you through the bad times.
Well, I would say that there's a phrase that I believe in.
Bruce.
It's called, you can't go home again.
Steiny, you always can go home. If you didn't have a
dysfunctional
home,
didn't want to come back.
Well, he's dysfunctional himself. Steiny, I'm just saying, think about it.
Think about what, Goo?
Why is Devers not Devers here? Yeah. Let's just, real quick, we don't got to get mad.
But, okay.
I can't stand passionate people.
Okay.
Steiny, what's going on with him?
This is who he is right now, and this is who the Giants are right now.
How do you attack that to get turned around?
Well, I think the first step to making improvements is the first thing I want you to do and every Giants fan to do is stop thinking about why and just acknowledge this is who you are. You're not any better than
this. How do you get better from the experience of being substandard
if you don't get to the why? You're a 500 team.
But you weren't June 13th.
That's
you were 12 over.
But baseball has spoken.
I would have thought of that.
And they're one game under.
Dude.
And the bottom line
for
is.
For now.
The bottom line is they need to break free from this vicious cycle of being a 500 team, which they now look to be for the fourth consecutive year. Wow. Now, in other words, baseball always speaks. It always has the last word. And the coulda, woulda, shoulda, and the Devers isn't hitting, and the shouldn't even be a switch. Look, here's the silver lining, Giants fans.
There's not one.
Yes, there is. And it's called reality. Your leader and the most respected guy in this organization, Buster Posey, has allowed baseball to speak, and he now realizes this team is not good enough.
Well, you got a $200 million payroll almost,
yeah.
So you're committed. I'm hearing the great Shasky talk about it's a rebuild. Brother, you ain't rebuilding. You got too much invested.
Well, then you have a problem. Then you
Hello.
Have a problem.
You're talking about baseball has spoken. Yeah, they got a problem. They can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Signing 2-9 in their last 11. Swept by just admit, in your green shirt, yesterday was a low point getting swept by the lowly Pirates at home.
I mean,
you didn't see schemes.
Sure.
When do we learn the rules?
Of?
Walker, why didn't you throw home?
He thought he could get a double play. He didn't know that the runner on first had broken to second in an attempt to steal.
You know what my dad said about, I want to keep my job, about excuses? Yeah. You've been around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We've got, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to cheer you up.
Oh, boy.
We have clarity now.
We don't.
We have more clarity today than we've had in a long time because you know what? Buster Posey is telling us exactly what's going on. I welcome this. Let's start building, ladies and gentlemen. What's coming up? 888-957-9570 is the number.
Mm.
Baseball has spoken, ladies and gentlemen.
Where did you get that? And you said I got a victory lap coming.
I will give it to you on the other side. And I'm going to give you one. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.